One of the things that woman encounters in stepping up to her power is that it has not been very well modeled for her. And so sometimes there is a reluctance, the reluctance that tells you that if you step up, you must step up as yourself. Or whatever you get for stepping up will not really be worth your energy, either your physical or your mental or your spiritual energy. The stepping up must be completely within your own identity. And when you say to yourself, why is that so unusual? We would only ask you to look at the world around you and at many of the patriarchal structures. And those structures actually require the man who steps up in them not to be who they really are at all. But in order to gain power in a patriarchal structure, it is as though the person must step into, shall we say, a costume. Here is the costume of the powerful patriarchal figure. Put on the robe, put on the crown, and then who you really are, well, that must disappear. So, when woman begins to look at stepping up into her own power, she is sometimes feeling a bit afraid because we do not want to step up into a costume. We do not want to step up in a designated kind of box. We do not even want to move up in exactly the way we have seen others do it. We are not willing to step into power unless it can be as who we really are. And that, we would like to say, is a beautiful spiritual intention. That is not ruled by war, that is not ruled by fear, and that is not ruled by anything that is not genuine and truthful. So, as we walk up this path, let us remember that a woman's power does not need her to be anyone other than who she truly is. We are certainly not saying that on the path you will not learn, and perhaps you will do some experimenting with the way you want to use your particular power. But whatever that power is, it must be who you truly are. And it must be used in a way that is a genuine expression of your spirit, of your mind, of course, of your physicality, of your mentality, but genuine. It is the power that is the power of being genuine that we want to look into. Now, there is genuine with healing and genuine without healing. The genuine without healing is going to be problematic for you because you can be who you are, but if the wounded parts of you, since we all have wounded parts, are not examined, then it is actually going to be in the way of your ability to express your power genuinely. A small example, of course. Let us say that there is some part of you that is walking out being a victim in some way. We do not mean this judgmentally. It is very difficult to be a woman in a patriarchal world without feeling as though you are a victim. So we are not being critical that that exists, but we are saying, let us then look at that and say, I know who I really am, and here is something that I wish to heal. And I wish to heal from the center of myself. And I wish to heal this by bringing in the power that was intended for me, so that I am walking in my strength. And that is what will heal this. That puts you in the position of woman in her power, in truth. Again, we are not speaking of perfection, but we are speaking of knowledge. We are speaking of knowing without judging. We are speaking of seeing without being critical. We are speaking of growing into the power that the universe has always intended for us to have. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this now, because this time is very important for all of you. And the hearts you bring, the intelligence you bring, the compassion you bring, and the power you bring into a room like this is a blessing on the earth. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel your guidance all around you. And know that you are protected. Feel the air around you become blue. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe above your head. And feel it pouring into your body like liquid gold. Feel the crown opening to connect you, to make you able to receive more than you have ever received before. And feel the smile of the universe as you open. Feel the golden light flow down into the third eye. And feel the third eye awaken. And feel your knowing return to its original power. Feel your abilities return to you so that you know intuitively, inside and outside. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let all lesser communication leave the throat center, so that you speak for what is high for yourself, for others, for the world around you, and feel your communication center becoming bright and golden and fine. Feel the golden light flow down through your body, and let the golden light fill your heart. Feel that light touch the places that may be afraid, the places where you may be feeling the presence of a wound or a limitation. Let the universe heal that in your heart. Give you your power back. Support your identity. Care for you. Love you. Make you wise as you have never been before. And see the heart grow like a beautiful garden. And find where water flows in your garden and drink from that place. And fill. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light gently remove from your solar plexus the emotions that do not serve your highest good. Feel them released without judgment, but released. Let them go. Let the golden light fill your solar plexus and allow you to feel everything that you feel, but release what you do not need to hold. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And allow the golden light to work with the old patterns of shame and judgment that were programmed in so early. And feel the golden light flowing down into that center, breaking up those patterns that bring you guilt and shame and limitation. And feel the golden light take over the second center. And see a beautiful waterfall in that second center. A waterfall that allows you to clear anything that comes into your life experience without judging it, but simply purify it as that center was intended to do. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Feel the mother's energy mixing with the golden light so that in your root there forms a plan for the creation of your life. The things that are best and finest for you. And feel all of that coming together in the root. Now let the golden light of the universe fill your body, your thoughts, flowing down your spine to make you strong. Let the golden light flow down over your shoulders and back to take away your burden. Let the golden light fill your arms and your hands so that you choose what you do and hold in a way that is for your highest good. Feel the flow of golden light down through your trunk for healing, through your thighs to remind you that the universe supports you, down through your lower legs, which remind you that with your will and your thought, you support you with every step that you take. And feel the flow of golden light into your feet so that your walk in the world is wise and kind and strong. Move into your heart center and find a symbol for yourself, a symbol that will guide you as you create, as you grow, as you become joyful and strong and abundant and loved. Rest your mind and know the gift in your heart. When you've known your symbol, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.